Hey guys, and welcome back to the Weekly Cheeseman.
Hey everyone, this is Franklin.
This is Myra, and this is episode number 11.
We've made it to the number, the lucky number 11.
Is it a lucky number?
I mean, whatever. Okay, it's our lucky number today, tomorrow, whenever you're listening to this. But again, we just want to start off with just saying thank you to everyone who's given us.
Thank you.
We've been receiving feedback from all different platforms, and we really do appreciate it. And we really are thankful that people are listening to us. It's really weird to connect the idea of someone listening to us in a whole other city or another state, whatever it is, to just kind of like listen to what we have to say. And again, this is entertainment news, entertainment, pop culture information,
and daily news, current events,
like
what's happening in your life.
Literally, it's about anything and everything. Yeah. And that's the kind of people that we are. And I'm glad that you guys are enjoying it. So thank you for that.
Me too.
We'll start off with some unfortunate news. Last podcast, we covered Naya Rivera, how she was missing and how that happened. The update is that she has actually been found at that lake Piru. Mm-hmm. And
so we were following the story for a while, and like just day after day was like, okay, what's the update, let's hope they find her. They hope they find her. Unfortunately, they did find her and she was gone. And
I mean, it was after a few days, and it's just unfortunate because, you know, we don't know what her state of mind was, and we don't understand what actually happened. I mean, mm-hmm. the coroner just did say that she was struggling to save her son, and then I guess somehow dropped her son into the boat and then she drowned. But it's like
it happened just so fast.
No, but how do you know for sure? Like, I guess that's a
thing. And that's a thing, like we're just never, you know, ever really gonna know.
There's evidence in the body as to how someone dies, and I understand that scientifically.
Like the trauma to the body.
But there's no way to say what exactly happened. Like, what if an alien came down? I mean, no, I'm just being, you know, crazy, but like anything could have happened.
We don't know.
So, you know, it's an interesting thing, but that's unfortunate. And the Glee cast actually did come out to that lake and paid their tribute and were there with their family, and that's unfortunate. But moving on to some more current news, Tyra Banks is a new host of Dancing with the Stars. How do you feel about that, Mara?
When I heard, so this news came out about a week ago. So like Dancing with the Stars, you know, very popular show on ABC. Is it on ABC? ABC, yes. And I've never watched it, but like, you know, I know what it's about, but like I never sat there and like watched like a whole episode or even like, do they even win money? Do they win a trophy? Like, I don't even
know. They win a trophy.
And then what?
And then these people are already famous, and I'm sure there's money involved, but like these people are already famous, that like these people
that
have
that they
careers,
learn how to
but
dance.
But then this is also a show to jumpstart people's careers again. Like if they were
famous.
And then like they had to come back. Like I think at one moment, I mean, this is just someone really random, but like Dina Lohan came on and it's like, oh, you're relevant again. So like I think it makes people a little bit more relevant for the time being.
The fact that they're dancing and they've probably never been seen dancing ever, and it's just like, oh shit, like you're like ballroom dancing, like this is really cool.
Yeah, so
which by the way, ballroom dancing is not easy.
You know how to ballroom dance?
I mean, I had to do a class in middle school.
Okay, fancy. I mean, she also knows how to tap dance. I mean, what doesn't she know how to do?
I mean, that's it. No, I'm just kidding.
But Tyra Banks was on America's Next Top Model, and she was amazing.
Yes, so she's going to be back on TV.
Myra, can you give us that last moment where she goes?
Oh, I can reenact that
okay,
shit.
Okay, let's go.
I'm sorry, when they...
they call up
So this is when they're eliminating someone per episode. And there's like two girls left and she has the headshots in her hand. So she like holds them. She's like, in my hand, I have one headshot and one that's blank or something.
No,
she's like,
only have one headshot of one person.
In my hand.
And the person who I do not pick
has to go back to the house.
Pack their bags
and go home.
But Myra and I used to make a joke where it was
so
like
dramatic.
Tyra Banks would say, whoever I do not choose, has to take the bus to the train, to the taxi, to the hotel room with the bellman, collect all of your belongings.
But you have to leave this clothes that you borrowed because you can't take
and
that.
Then at the end, and go home.
Go home. So anyway, so if you stand with Tyra and you watch All of America,
you know what's up.
And you know what's up? She's going to be on TV. It's going to be a different type of show, but I'm excited because, like, you know, she was on TV for such a long time. And, like, when they rebooted America's Next Top Model because they tried to do it with, like, Rita Ora, it didn't work out. And I was like, I'm not watching anymore.
It's sucked because I really liked her.
Yeah, but, I mean, Tyra was the OG, dude. I'm sorry, but, like, it couldn't be done without her.
I think there's something about personality, and I think Tyra just delivers a very unique personality that people like to watch. And I see that. Now, let's move on to something more exciting, even. I mean, not exciting, but a little interesting. But like the whole Free Britney movement.
Yes, does anybody know what that's about? So Free Britney has been trending on Twitter for the past week, and I know they're digging up again, they're bringing up again her whole, how she's been, what is it?
She's been under conservatorship.
Conservatorship, for a very long time, yes.
And she's had a mental breakdown or a break in psychosis, or like just she had issues with mental health, and so she's been hospitalized several times, and her family or her estate took over, and pretty much she has no say on what to do with her money, and she gets an allowance, and pretty much she doesn't have the freedom to buy or do what she wants. Like, I don't know the contract, but there are legal reasons why she can't do certain things or things she
can't
buy.
Because of her mental state?
Because of the conservatorship. Due to the conservatorship that was imposed because of her mental health.
Oh.
Yes. But I mean, can you imagine having, like, I don't know.
But my thing is,
can you imagine $300 million in your bank account and you can't do what you want with it because you're under a conservatorship and you have to ask your dad or your mom? And you don't even know if they're like the right people to like manage your money. I'm sure there are other people involved, but if I'm not mistaken, under the contract that was imposed by the lawyers or the court or the judge, it's like her mom and her dad who are taking charge of like her estate. And it's in charge? Because like you can hire finance people, you can hire an
accountant,
hire people. But at the end of the day, the person on that file is your mom and your dad. It doesn't matter what your accountant or the financial advisor or like
all that's like not
or the head honcho, like it doesn't matter. Sony, ABC, like they don't care. It's like who's on that, document.
And you know, I was reading today too, because you know, like I said, it's been trending on Twitter. Like her brother is involved. I'm like, wait, she has a brother?
She has a brother.
Like an older brother, and I was like, oh, that's right, I remember. I thought it was just her and Jamie Lynn Spears.
I had no
Where's
idea.
Jamie Lynn Spears in all this?
She actually did speak up, and they said that there is no... So, okay, so the rumor is that the reason why the hashtag Free Britney started was because there were a lot of TikTok videos and Instagram videos that were very...
That she's been posting.
No, but they were very questionable to people in that she would post videos and where she was dancing in which people would call was interesting or eclectic or off character. Like it wasn't her, give me more. Like it wasn't her style. Like it was very like robotic, and people thought that either she was medicated or she was going through another mental breakdown somehow, or she was calling out for help. And the reality is, from what our understanding is, that she was supposed to show up to court either yesterday or this week sometime.
Oh, she was supposed to show up?
She was supposed to be there.
Oh,
but due to the public's interference, I guess that kind of impaired the reason why she didn't come. I think the reason why she didn't come was like unknown. I think if we look it up live.
I didn't even know she had to show up.
Yeah. Court appearance. See guys, like this is, I love this live research.
We want to find out why Brandy did not show up.
Let's see. So we're looking at Daily Mail. Britney Spears isn't present for virtual court appearance over her conservatorship, as Free Britney movement dumps masks in support of pop star outside LA court.
Where did it take place? In downtown?
Somewhere in LA. The Baby One More Time singer was not one of the 10 people who appeared in any capacity.
Wow, really? Out of all her songs, the Baby One More Time singer. Sorry.
Guys, they could have said like...
They couldn't have said like...
a bunch of other songs. Like, shame. I'm just like, Britney has so many songs. Like, what do you... Okay.
Anyways.
The Baby One More Time singer. First of all, I came out in the 90s.
Actually, yeah, that's true.
Anyways, I guess like there's no real reason, but the movement has caught steam as more than 228,000 people have signed a change.org petition pushing for the singer to hire her own lawyer. So I don't know. I think there's a lot of interference. But yeah, there's a lot of weird things going on around Britney and her conservatorship. I mean, for many years, people have thought that she's being controlled and she's being medicated and she's been told what to do and how to do things and, like, I don't know, just like run her career. Is it true? Who knows? You know, I think when there's a big money machine and you're the star of that machine, you have to be able to provide somehow. And if you're not relevant anymore, then that whole estate falls down. So I don't know. Maybe there are.
And that's why a lot of like young child stars and all that got emancipated from their parents, like Macaulay Culkin, because he was so famous at like freaking 10 years old. And like by 12 years old, he was like on his own because his parents were like literally taking his money.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's tricky. Money gets involved, business gets involved.
Hollywood
control. I mean, it could make sense. But anyways, I think moving on.
Your theory?
Brittany, you know, we don't know. We've been under this conservatorship conversation for years since
it's been really years.
Like, it's been going for a very long time. And so we don't understand what's really happening. But you know what? If Brittany needs to be freed, please let her go. Please.
Does Justin Timberlake know?
Someone check on her and let her release pop music, please. Thanks.
Yeah.
Moving on some other, I know, talking about other theories about music, Maluma and J-Lo coming soon. What's that about, Myra?
So, you know, they were filming a movie together last year and we found out about it. But now with all this COVID, who knows when the heck we're ever going to see that movie.
Production stop.
No, I think, like, I remember I was following him on Instagram when he was actually filming. Like, he wasn't even there that many days. Like, so he completely wrapped, but, like, I don't even know if they finished filming the movie altogether. So we don't know if we're going to see it. We don't know when. We have no information on that, but that's going to be great.
That movie is going to be amazing.
Yeah, because him and J-Lo are playing a married couple that, like, get divorced or something. So, I mean, sex scenes, maybe?
I mean, Maluma's a really good actor in his music video, so I would hope that translates.
In, like, a full-length movie, I hope.
In a full-length movie. I mean, he's really good at delivering.
Delivering, yes. So, so apparently, like, while they filmed the movie, they were, like, making music together and stuff, and they kind of teased about it on Instagram, like, a week or so ago. And I was like, yeah, they've been working on new music. So maybe we'll hear the music first before the movie.
By the way, I've been knowing this for a very long time. Not because I said on Instagram, just because I always felt Maluma has made music with a lot of top women in the industry.
Yeah.
Madonna, Shakira, just like big time people. And I'm like, how come you haven't made music with J-Lo? Like,
I'm sure they're brewing something really special.
But I literally thought about this since Maluma and Shakira came out with the song. I'm like, hello, where's J-Lo?
Like, where's J-Lo? Yeah.
Like, guys.
It's not their time yet. So, like I'm saying, maybe this is, dude, maybe it's going to be a full soundtrack of just.
And I really hope that it's good, because I think when J-Lo collaborates with
certain people,
it comes out really good, and then sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. And I hope it's not one of those, because she actually did make a song with Ricky Martin. And that.
It wasn't that good?
That mix is okay. It wasn't like.
Like, you didn't click. Like, you're like, oh, they're click. Both, like, really, like, popular Latino artists. Like, they're going to collaborate well. But no, I know what you mean, because...
Like, even Jay... I don't know if you guys know this, and this is probably breaking news for some of you, and you can search this. J-Lo has made a song with Lil Wayne.
Can that not come out? Because I don't even really like...
Listen to the song. She looks amazing. There's like, it's a really good song.
Wait, when did it come out?
Look it up. It's, look.
Wayne and J-Lo, what?
Lil Wayne and J-Lo.
Wait, didn't you show me the music video?
Oh, I'm Into You, featuring Lil Wayne. So if you like, guys search
what year? Video, like,
year? Myra, this is 2011. So
yeah, it literally flew under the radar.
These are the kind of songs where I'm like, J-Lo, you should know that, girl.
Like, what were you doing?
Like, what was that? So yeah, it's very interesting, but I do think that Maluma and J-Lo with a new song and a movie together, epic. Now,
five stars.
Now, moving on to a new thing that everyone in their house is doing because of quarantine, and I'm sure you guys are all doing it, is Netflix and chill. Now, what's on your Netflix?
No, binging Netflix.
Right. Still. So both of us have been watching something. So Myra, do you want to elaborate on what we both have been watching?
So if any of you guys were wondering where Zac Efron has been, this past 2 years he was actually traveling the world filming a show for Netflix called Down to Earth with Zac Efron. So he's kind of like, not like Bear Grylls, but like, he's more like traveling to like get to know the different like environments and stuff in different parts of the country and stuff like that. So it's like part travel show, part eating show, part environmental show, part science. So it's like a lot.
Yeah, I think like the primary basis of it is that he is trying to expose himself into a new area that promotes kind of like a healthier
way of living.
But also, I think it's also elaborating something about his own self-awareness. Like, I think there's a journey that he's taking where he's like learning from every experience, which I think is great, because when I watch this, and we're not gonna give you guys any spoiler alerts, but if I was thinking about a show that I could be on or something, if Netflix was to come to me and be like, what do you wanna do? Like, this would be amazing. I would love to learn different cultures. I would love to travel the world and like learn so much more about life, because I think there is a lot more out there than what we are, you know, than what we're experiencing.
Not to spoil it, but like, I've already finished the show. It's okay, 8 episodes. No, I'm not. It's 8 episodes. I've watched them all. And he goes to like a lot of different parts of the world.
Right.
But one of the episodes he goes to Iceland, and I'm just like, even more amazed. Like, I've thought about Iceland, and I'm like, okay, now since Zac Efron went, Iceland is episode number one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, damn, like, I want to go. Like, he makes it look really hella cool. Like, if he can come along too, then yeah, great, you know?
I mean, honestly, I've always thought about going to Iceland.
Me too.
There's a lot of areas of the world that Myra and I are going to travel, and hopefully we get to a point where we can podcast in any part of, we could podcast anywhere, but yeah. I would love for us to go on a trip again. I mean, we went to Greece and London last year, and we were going to try to do something else this year,
but COVID canceled everything.
But we had such a good time
in
Greece and in London. Like, honestly, guys, it went by too fast, but we enjoyed every second of it. Like, it was just a very good moment, and we hope that
Zac Efron, I think, really inspired it even more.
But yeah, so, but watching Down to Earth, if you are into your own experience in life and like trying to learn about other cultures and other foods, and you know, kind of like, if anyone saw, what was Chelsea Handler's show? Oh no, that might have been a little different, because she like,
she had a travel show?
She didn't do a travel show. I think this is kind of a cleaner version. But Chelsea Handler was more like political views of things.
She had like her talk show.
Yeah. But like Zac Efron, Down to Earth is a really good show. We recommend it. Go and watch it. Now, there's a show called, on Hulu, Taste the Nation with Padma Lakshmi. Is that his name?
Lakshmi.
Oh.
She was on Top Chef, and my sister actually recommended the show for me on Hulu. And that's also
Are they cooking? I'm just kidding.
I mean, she cooks, she does cook, and then she eats too on the show, and she travels. But she also explains that the cultural, like the culture or the culture of where she's at too. Like she doesn't like
culture.
The culture. So
remix. Sorry.
Mind you, so she, but she travels just throughout like the United States. Like she has
in the gone States.
International in the States. So like I've already finished. Did I finish that show? No, I think I had like two more episodes. But you know, she goes to these to, like the first episode. She goes to El Paso, Texas. Shout out Texas. And she just goes to like, you know, she gets with the people. Like she doesn't just go to like, oh, I'm gonna go to like these high end restaurants like in, you know, in the city and stuff. Like she'll literally go to like a gas station, like taco shop or like, but get with the people and talk to the people and ask them about the food and the culture and just like the history behind that. Like,
I think there's something really awesome about, yeah, I think there's something really awesome about that. I mean, there's a taco place here in the valley in Woodland Hills or Canoga Park that seriously, it's like a taco hole in the wall. And they have my favorite horchata and shrimp tacos. And I seriously can never, I mean, I go, well, there's a place in San Diego that I really enjoy. But here in the valley, I seriously, when I'm craving tacos, because I don't eat red meat, I used to eat al pastor and a carne asada, but now I like stick to like seafood and chicken.
Yeah.
Honestly, they have like the best shrimp tacos. And so I understand that. Like sometimes if you know,
like the go-to spots,
the go-to places, like there's a shack. Now, anyone living in LA, I know I'm always promoting restaurants as if they're paying me, but you know what? Here you are first listening to it live. If you guys are living, if you guys live in LA and you guys like Thai food and you guys like a beach view, I mean, it's not necessarily a beach view unless you're outside and you can kind of see, but there's a shack in Malibu called Cholada. They have some really good Thai food. And now,
wait, are they open?
Yeah, they are open. Now, I don't know if they're open for dining, but then again, Myra, remember we went to Malibu recently and it seems like the world, they're in another world. It's almost like the pandemic isn't happening. They're all, everyone's out there sitting and like swimming. So you know what? It might be
open. So it might be open.
But
who knows?
If you guys need a food recommendation, they're Pad Thai, Pad CU, Tom Yum soup with like seafood. And they have
Did we do their seafood soup?
We did. It is, their food there is just so tasty. And the people working
five
there
stars.
Are from actually from Thailand. And they've told me like, we know what's up. Like I literally tried to speak to someone and someone had to translate for me. And they were making like my favorite fish sauce chili that they make. It's like peppers with like a fish sauce oil. It's just so good.
So good. Oh my God, stop it. I'm
okay,
hungry.
But stop
but anyways,
talking.
So back to that. So check out Taste the Nation with Padma Lakshmi on Hulu. I think there's like 10 episodes. I'm on episode like 8, but like it's really interesting. It's really good. And you will get hungry on the way, but
oh, I love fine. That. That's and fine. Another show or movie on Hulu is Palm Springs.
Yes. If you guys want, this movie came out like 2 weeks ago. If you guys are fans of like Andy Samberg, I'm sorry.
I mean, Adam Sandler?
No, Andy Samberg, he is in this comedy on Hulu called Palm Springs. And I remember seeing previews for it like a while back and I was like, when is it gonna come out? And it's on Hulu, I don't wanna spoil it. Check it out, it's a trip. And if you've ever been to Palm Springs, like it was filmed in Palm Springs, of course.
I
in
love
the desert, like it takes, okay, I can tell you this, it takes place at a wedding. So you're at a wedding in the desert.
I don't know about
and
that.
Yeah,
would you get married in the desert?
I've heard people got married in the desert. It looks pretty cool.
That wasn't my question. My question was...
Oh, me? Well, personally, I don't want to get married, so I don't even know.
Well, I want to get married, and I'm going to tell you guys right now that I do not want my wedding at a desert. So...
Okay, so no desert.
No,
you.
Well, I'm
Palm
excited.
Springs.
But I will say, going to the desert does give you this, like...
Vibe. Desert home
this
vibe.
I mean, if you guys think about it, whenever you guys go to, like, a beach city... There is some sort of relaxation. I know that there's some sort of chemical reaction in your body that does happen where you kind of do get relaxed. And I love that. But I think that also happens somehow. Cause like at like in the desert, because Myra and I have gone to Coachella for many years. And there's something about, maybe it's dehydration now that I think about it.
No,
but it's like,
no,
okay, but listen
no.
to it. Okay, okay. But
I'm
like,
hydrated enough.
But listen to this, listen to this. So we're in the heat all day, right? And then the second there's like a sunset, like the sun starts.
It just switches you.
And then like the weather gets cooler and then your body, you feel so relaxed. Mm-hmm. You're just like on a high. Like, do you know what I'm talking about? And that's the reason.
Yes.
There's a reason why I want to Coachella for some years. Like, there's this moment where you just feel like, it feels so relaxing.
Like, you have that moment where just like,
like, this, like, is beautiful. Good. And then you just see like the palm trees in the back and the mountains. And it's like the weather, like you can see the hot sun, but it's like also cool. It's just it's a vibe.
It's a whole vibe.
But what?
But anyway, so
but
check
would
out
I get
Palm
Merida?
Springs. No. Okay.
But yes, well, you recommend this show?
Well, good to know. I recommend this movie.
What's the premise? Is there like main characters? What's the storyline?
You have to find out because it's...
Give us a little sneak peek.
Premise? Let's just say it has to do with being stuck in a time loop, if you know what that means. Like time travel, like shit, stuff is repeating itself.
All right.
And you can't get out of it. So check it out.
But why not? Another thing you should check out is the HBO documentary Showbiz Kids.
Showbiz Kids, yes. I watched that too as well. So this is pretty much going back to the whole child actor discussion. This documentary, Evan Rachel Wood is one of the actors. If you guys remember Evan Rachel Wood from like 13, Across the Universe, she grew up and now she's on HBO's Westworld. She's one of the child, you know, she's been doing TV and movies since she was like a kid. So think about like Mary Kate Nashie, like young, like super, super young. So yeah, so the documentary is just a lot of like, you know, footage of these kids that were in, like on movies and shows when they were young, and now they're older. Some of them are still in the business. Some
Isn't
of them are
Kyle
not.
Richards on that show, or Kim Richards?
I know she was a child actress, but no, she's not on there. Evan Rachel Wood gets interviewed. Henry Thomas, the kid that played the lead in E.T., he gets interviewed as well. So you find out like how he got his start. He is no longer in the business. They interview Mara Wilson, the girl that played Matilda. Like, she's older now. So you get to hear her story too, because like for a while you're like, oh, she was like a child star, and then she wasn't in movies anymore.
Yeah,
so
it's interesting because you kind of forget their trajectory of their career and you forget about
what's
happened.
Yeah, so you find out more. And then that kid that was on Disney Channel, that Cameron Boyce kid that just passed away, this is like one of the last things that he does. So you get to find out some of his story too.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty intense. Mm-hmm. And
it was really good.
Yeah, so it's interesting that we bring this up, is because like you said, Mary-Kate and Ashley earlier on, but like I was such a fan of Mary-Kate.
I was too.
Like we literally, besides Full House.
I watched every single Christmas movie, Full House, the Halloween movies.
First of all, like growing up, me and my sister.
The detective show.
Had every detective, every cassette, every...
Yes! Oh my God, oh my God!
Every birthday special, every Florida special, every pool party, every Cinco de Mayo party. Like, seriously, they had...
Oh, they did Cinco de Mayo party?
I mean, they had, like, a Mexican party.
Like a theme, yeah.
Yeah, like a theme Mexican party. And then, like, they had the show on... it was an ABC
on Fox movie. Family at the time.
Or was it Fox Family?
It Takes Two, or no, that was the movie.
Dude,
it what takes was the name two, of the show? That's one of my favorite movies of theirs. It Takes
it
Two.
It Takes Two.
Where they switch places, yeah.
Good, where she was at the piano and she's like, I will be playing reflection.
Dun 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 dun.
And then she's like, dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Because like, they had switched.
Yeah, I remember they had switched.
So pretty much the premise of that movie is that like. One of
they
them
meet at camp.
Very,
Where do they meet?
Well,
no, one that's Parent Trap.
No, well, one of them lived a very extravagant life and had like a lot
home.
Of money, and the other one was like, yeah, in a foster home. So when they switched their lives, they had to like pretend they were each other. And then at this one moment, she had this girl that switched needed to play the piano, and obviously the twin
at her dad's wedding
was
huh?
really good at it. And then the one that switched wasn't. So she's like, and I'll be playing a selection.
Hey, you know what my favorite scene in that
sucked.
Movie is? When they go to summer camp.
Sloppy Joe's?
Yes! The Sloppy Joe! And then since then, I would always eat Sloppy Joe's. Like,
guys, I can't,
really
the reason I can't Sloppy Joe's is because of
because
that.
Because of that movie? Are you serious?
That grosses me out.
That's like saying you can't eat chocolate cake because of Matilda. You don't remember that part?
No, but like, no,
are
that's
you
not,
serious?
No, that's not the same.
Because, yes, it is. If
no,
you know what I'm talking about.
No, because like Sloppy Joe is like meat and beans and bread and cheese. And when you're throwing that at each other and you're like,
yeah, okay.
And when you're eating it and like, it's all over your mouth, that ain't cute. And like, since
okay.
I was a kid, it just wasn't cute. So,
all right,
but,
well, back...
all right, guys, we're going into it takes two moment.
Apart.
But when she like the mom, the stepmom rides the horse and then like it takes off. And then she doesn't have any control of the horse. So she's
yeah.
like, right. Anyways, guys, if you guys never watch any
it
movies American Ashley,
watch
it. Takes Two is a really good movie.
Yes.
Go ahead and watch it. But what I was saying is that with American and Ashley, they had a very amazing career where they, I mean, they made so much money, I'm sure. And like Beaver, they were the first people that had a clothing or a celebrity clothing line at Walmart or like
I remember that.
And that's what blew them up. And I'm don't quote me on this, but I think that's what made them like super rich, like their Walmart mm-hmm. Entry in clothing or whatever. But yeah, I mean, these are like two girls who were so successful. They were in the limelight for a very long time and then became adult and were like, peace out. And never, like, nobody knows who they are, what they
like
do.
Like, they're still around.
Although, they did have a high-end brand called Elizabeth James. And a lot of people with a lot of money would wear their clothes. And, like, I remember looking at their clothing items one time, and it was really expensive. But, hey, if you're a billionaire, and you want to put your
Why
name...
Why not?
$20,000? I only make one of them, so you better pay for it. But moving on, in 2021...
But, yeah, so Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah, but moving on, in 2021, the Rose Parade has been canceled. Only canceled during the wartime years in 1942, 1943, and 1945.
So,
it's only been canceled. Total of 3 years.
And you guessed it, thanks to COVID, it's been canceled. You know what else was canceled that we found out today? Universal Horror Nights was also canceled.
You guys, Universal
this was supposed
Horror
to be
Nights.
The most lit Halloween because it was happening. It's Halloween's on a Saturday this year.
I was going to deliver.
And we were going to go again.
Huh? I mean, I guess. I'm like, I was supposed to deliver a scary story, but I guess I still can.
About Horror Nights?
No, about just like in general, just like scary stories.
For
guys,
Halloween. Save that for the Halloween.
We're episode. Saving those for Halloween, but get ready. Stay
Maybe
tuned.
Maybe we should have people call in and submit.
That would be awesome. Maya, that's such an excellent idea. Yes. Guys, if you're listening, prepare your stories. In September, we're going to reach out to all of you. We want to hear your different ghosts. Any
Please
type of
send them to us.
Creepy
I'm
stories.
So interested.
Send it to us if you don't want to share, like if you don't want to be on here
Change
and like
names.
Voice.
Yeah.
We'll read it. Just send it to us. We want to hear it because I think that's an excellent thing, Myra. So thanks. Now, look, there's always new music. But tell us about new music with DJ Khaled. And
so DJ Khaled, I know not a lot of people like him, but last week DJ Khaled came out with two new songs with Drake, which I listen to both. One of them's called Pop Star, the other one's called Grease. Fits perfectly with us.
Fits perfectly. first of all, Meyer and I are going to open up a business in Grease, so stay tuned.
A little cafe, yeah. So those two songs came out. Yes, DJ Khaled is in them, and yes, he is repeating himself like he always does.
DJ Khaled.
Yes. I don't know. I
don't know. When I hear it, it's annoying.
Yeah. So those two songs came out. Also today, which I didn't include here, actually was released at midnight. New song with J Balvin, Bad Bunny, and Dua Lipa, one of our favorites. The song is called One Day, Un Día, and it's, you know, it's a slow jam, but it's really good because, you know, they've been on the scene since last summer when they released Oasis together, Bad Bunny, J Balvin. They both released their individual albums. So they've just been popping, bringing out hits after hits. So this new song is really good.
I do think, I mean, we said this in episode one, guys, but the Latino artists are here to stay. They're back.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Welcome them back. Because all that music that was popping a few years ago, bachatas when we were younger, and like all those,
it never went away.
I mean, it went away because like people weren't buying the music. Like,
oh yeah.
But J Balvin, Bad Bunny, all of them have been so relevant, and their music is popping. And you should go listen to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the other thing is, what's happening with Kanye West?
A lot.
I mean, look, we are not medical doctors.
No.
We are not anyone. And Dr. Phil, he's not even an MD.
He said something about it already?
He said something about, like, we should not let someone who's bipolar or something like that Let's look it up because I don't want to misquote him and I don't need to get sued.
I don't even listen to Dr. Phil.
No, it was like trending on my Twitter page. So Dr. Phil says that containment is the best thing for Kanye West. Who are you?
Containment? Like locking him up?
During his bipolar episode. Well, Dr. Phil has some ideas about how best to help Kanye West or anyone coping with bipolar disorder, and says it all about protecting him from himself on several levels. A good doc joined us Friday on TMZ Live to discuss a tactic known as containment. He says it's important for Kim Kardashian and Co. to remember, I guess company, to remember they're not dealing with Kanye they know and love. Phil says people going through bipolar episodes often engage in destructive behaviors that put themselves at risk. Buying 5 cars in one day would be an example. And containment is all about blocking them from things, event, or people that could have long-term consequences. Kanye is not going to go broke, but Phil says he could still get into really bad situations that have lasting ramifications to his life. Beyond that, he says Kim's got to hope to catch him in a moment where he'll agree to go back on his medication. First of all, how do you know all this? How do you know he's on medication?
Because he's a doctor.
How do you know he's buying 5 cars? I mean, he doesn't know that, but I'm just saying. He's alluding to someone that maybe who buys 5 cars should be in trouble. But then again,
who knows?
And I think I think it's relative. Because, say, someone who makes $100,000 and buys 5 cars, wouldn't make sense. Someone who has $100 million buying 5 cars. I mean, how can you judge? I mean, no, seriously, what if they bought 5 Hondas? That would be like 20, you know, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. You know, it would be like, $100,000 plus. Like, I mean, is that like such relative? I don't know. And then again, I've always said shopping is the best therapy. I don't care what anyone says, but it has been for me.
Oh, that's fine, but I don't know, just to like wrap it up, but I just hope he gets the help he needs.
Yeah,
he's doing what he's doing, and I don't get it, but again,
to remember, and then this is another thing that, you know, Maya and I are really getting more experience in, but we have to remember that a lot of the stories that we're sharing, sometimes you guys don't know the backstory of it, and so what's happening is that Kanye West has kind of gone in a deep end, meaning he's gone on Twitter and like just exposed a lot of information, and he said things like that Kim is trying to put him under a 5150. He's trying to get him hospitalized. And maybe that's true, maybe that's not. I mean,
we don't know
what's actually happening, but People, is that People Magazine, is reporting that they're in a verge of getting a divorce,
and that it's been something that's been looming for like a long time.
A very long time. But anyways, Kanye has also said recently that, like, apparently he was about to, he says, and I quote, kill my daughter, meaning Kim was about to abort his daughter.
Their firstborn parent.
And so it's like, I don't understand where this is coming from. There's a lot of anger. I do think that, I don't know if you guys notice a pattern, but whoever marries into the Kardashian family, there's some real shit that happens. So I don't know.
Are you referring like way back to like?
No, they've been cursed.
Lamar
like
they've
Odom well, and, just like anything.
Black China. And
they've always said, and you know, because I've seen like shows where they're like talking to like people, or like they've had interviews, and they've always said like they feel like they are cursed somehow, because like every man.
The family, or like the people that join the family.
Well, if the family's cursed and the people that join the family, then the family's cursed.
Keep going. Yes.
So it's like, it's right. Like, it's weird. Like every man that enters this world ends up doing something, or like something happens. But why is it that they all stay sane?
You know who hasn't tripped out though? Who's the guy that Chris
Scott
is dating?
Disick? Oh,
no,
Chris.
No, he has. Chris, that Corey guy.
Oh, how do you know?
I don't know.
Because maybe Chris is like, we got to protect them at all costs, and I like him. So, And I think that's the other thing when you're such a public figure, is that the second you get over someone, you can eliminate them through public influence or influence. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, oh, I don't like this person, so how about we end it? But anyways, Universal Horror Nights and everything else is canceled. Kanye West is maybe canceled, who knows? But at the end of the day, it's J-Lo's birthday today. And we wish her a happy 51st
birthday, girl.
I've seen her in person. She's stunning. She's amazing. I have followed her since I was like 10.
Me too.
For a very long time.
Since her career started.
And Myra and I always fan about her. And I think, honestly, Myra and I are going to meet her one day. I don't know how.
I don't know what I would do.
I think she's a really nice person. I don't, yeah, I think it's going to be really...
I mean, if we saw what's her face, her ex at the mall, we could see her.
Yeah. Who was her ex at that moment?
Casper.
Yeah, Casper. But I had, I've seen Casper a couple of times. I mean, you really run into a lot of people randomly here in LA, yeah. Unfortunately. But can we run into the right people, like J-Lo?
We will.
Or Michelle Obama. I mean, who knows? Ooh. Michelle Obama has a new podcast coming out.
And yes, I know. I was just going
to
say.
We'd like to promote new podcasts so any new podcast. New podcast,
it premieres next week on the 29th. I think it's going to be on Spotify, but I'm going to be there for it. I want to listen because Barack is going to be her first guest.
Apparently, guys, podcasts are really taking off. And I've heard rumors that Oprah is trying to get into the podcast world.
Really?
And I'm like, what is happening to the podcast world? I think there's a shift.
I don't know.
Something's happening. I don't know what it
is. Good.
And guys, we can all talk about it when I get the answer. But there's a shift. And if you're listening to us, we again appreciate you.
We love you guys.
And you guys are awesome. And
don't forget to DM us your scary stories because we will use them.
Right. And I still haven't forgotten about the YouTube stories that we want to share about what's been going on with that drama.
Oh, yeah. But it's still going to happen for a long time.
Yeah, but we will cover that next episode. There's a lot going on YouTube.
Okay, I'm excited.
And people are getting demonetized, not getting paid for the content. There's a lot of drama going on. People are literally breaking down on YouTube. There's a lot of issues happening.
That's a lot. Anyways, well, I'm excited.
We will hook you guys up with that information on the next episode. Stay tuned.
Bye, guys.
Have a good one.
Thank you.